I just wanted to offer up a quick lesson in life for everyone, if you had a minute.
Well, yeah,
a lesson in life.
Well, let me put the grid aside.
You have some music for this.
Well,
let me see. Life lesson.
Okay, wait a minute.
A life lesson.
Do we need
that occurred during the last commercial break?
What type of theme we're going with here?
Why you should always.
Oh, sorry. No. That's the wrong thing.
Wrong life lesson.
Sorry.
Why you should always read the complete email.
Oh. Why you should always read the complete email. I don't know that I have music for that.
Okay.
I can't imagine.
Chris Kelly.
Oh, sorry. No, wrong one. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Chris Kelly has had his recent struggles with the DMV.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I finally, a few months ago, made an appointment to get a real ID.
Oh, you're going to get the real ID.
I was going to do that this week.
Well, as you know, I had to hurry and do it.
Yes.
And it couldn't have been better.
Because you're flying in 4 days.
Right. Yes. I had to get it. Right.
So I have a few email addresses, one for work, one for personal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday I received a email from the DMV saying, please, you know, hey, your appointment's this week, just so you know. Confirm your appointment. So confirming your appointment.
Right.
So I thought, okay, cool, great. Didn't even click on it to open it. Just delete.
You didn't confirm.
Well, I just received an email from the DMV saying, because I did not open and confirm, they've canceled my appointment this week.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Biggie, no.
Yeah.
Oh. You wouldn't think they'd go that far, would
you? Yeah.
You'd think they'd
But I thought it, because you know what? Part of the problem is I get so many emails confirming appointments. I see so many doctors.
Oh, that's right.
My email is just my chart.
That's right.
But, you know, they'll say, hey, it's a reminder. So when I saw it, I thought, okay, it's just a reminder. I know I have that appointment. I'm waiting for this months for this appointment.
Yes.
But apparently, I should have opened that email.
And click confirm.
Clicked on confirm. So what I just got.
Now you're in the back of the line?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm done. I'm canceled. I got to either stand in line or I got to get
That's
a
what
new
I'm saying.
Appointment.
Yeah. You're done.
Yeah.
You can't stand in that line.
No, I can't stand in that damn line. That's why I got an appointment.
Well, you got to take your jush. You got to take your seat.
Where were you going to go?
Well, if you get an appointment, you can get in pretty quickly. I mean,
well,
with his real ID, I didn't finish.
Oh! I'm so sorry.
I hadn't completed my question.
What a great point. I jumped it. That's my fault. Yeah.
Where will you go that you need?
Not anywhere. My family convinced me because they were like, what if there's an emergency? We need to fly. You know, and I thought, not me.
Again,
I'm terrible in any emergency.
Does the departed's ashes have a real ID? We cannot let the remains on the plane.
They just stick it in the top of the urn.
Yeah.
There it is. He's got his
I broke the seal. I'll just kind of tuck it in.
We can scatter him anywhere we can drive. It's got to be a day trip.
Well, I ain't going anywhere now.
No point now.
You grounded.
When I opened that email just now, I could not believe what I was reading.
You angered the DMV.
Yeah.
They said, and by the way, it starts with, hi.
Yeah.
We're sorry, but you did not confirm your appointment.
For the driver's license, first time, blah, blah, blah.
You're done.
You're done. Mm. Sorry, your appointment's canceled.
I must say it's a pet peeve of mine when people don't read emails or texts and then they ask you again, what are we doing? You know, it's like, well, it's in this text. It's in this email. You know,
it's human nature. It Biggie sang about it years ago.
It's human nature. Why?
It's human nature.
Well, it is, but if I've taken the time.
We're incompletists. We skim.
Yeah.
We don't have time for everything.
And I'm so used to just clicking through these, you know, these reminder confirmations like, oh, I know. So, of course, I saw it and I thought, well, I know I got the appointment. I've been waiting for this appointment.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, you know, it's interesting. When I was going to get. I wasn't even going to get the real ID. I didn't care one thing about I'll get it in 3 years. I knew I wouldn't fly anywhere until this trip to New York came up. And when I was telling my wife, I don't want to get it. I don't care. She said, but what if one of us has to be airlifted to the hospital? And I was like, why?
I don't think they check it then.
Why?
Do they airlift her to Memphis?
Yeah.
Why? It's too far to drive.
Right.
Because they're doing CPR. They're not going to be like, can I see your real ID?
But she was saying herself, if she had to be airlifted to a hospital,
right.
But I told her you would be airlifted at most an hour. We've got really good hospitals.
What if they take her to the Mayo Clinic? That's Minnesota. You can't drive there.
I said I'd have to drive it. I said, I'll see you in 14 hours. I'd have to drive it. But now all that's behind
me. Now I'll stop in Terre Haute.
That's right. I say to her, like, how do you come up with it? Why?
Her scenarios?
Right, for her scenarios of what. And she did this is so typical. She bought the puppy a robe, okay?
What?
A robe with the puppy. Now, I've given the puppy 3 showers, and the puppy's robe has come in. Franklin's robe has come in.
Does it say his name on it?
Yes. It's got his name. It's like a boxing robe. Yeah. You know, you Velcro it around him. And now, he looked cute in it, but she said, I gave him a bath on Saturday. She showers with me. And we're both just as embarrassed to be naked in there. You can both just hang in our heads, you know, and we shower up.
I know.
And she said, now he's got
his robe.
You're
not going to shave me like you shave that thing, are you?
And so, of course, you know exactly what happened.
Once you cut your balls off.
We commiserate in the shower, you know. But you know what happened was I put the robe on. It was on him for about 30 seconds, and he's desperate to get out of it, and it peels off because it's Velcro. So we've bought a robe that I knew was unnecessary. But every time, you know, she'll say, I bought a robe. I'll say, you got a robe? She'll go, $9. She always gets it on clearance, you know. So I can't say.
So she just set fire to $9.
Might as well have.
But it's only
$9. But it's only $9. She'll say anything she buys, she's like, I just bought salt and pepper. $4. You know, that's what is always.
It's like a reverse auctioneer.
Always. Because she knows I'll be mad.
Well, because she also probably realizes your, remember we realized last week, your 3-year
hiatus
on any money talk or any money spending is up.
So she's, that's true.
Her guard has to be back up now.
Exactly. And she'll buy it and she'll be like, his robe arrived, $4. That's all, you know, that's how she does.